Muffin and Cupcake. Friendship knows no limit. Parents and their little ones can now learn to read together and make reading so much more exciting. Let your child match pictures with words as they learn to read. Get your child to match the underlined words with the correct image. This story is about a friendship between a muffin and a cupcake who live in a bakery. It shows that friendships have no limits to them, which teaches your child to love everyone no matter their size, shape, and color. Bakery, B-A-K-E-R-Y, bakery, B-A-K-E-R-Y. Trash, T-R-A-S-H, trash, T-R-A-S-H. Love, L-O-V-E, love, L-O-V-E. Cake, C-A-K-E, cake, C-A-K-E. Cupcake, C-U-P-C-A-K-E, cupcake, C-U-P-C-A-K-E. Muffin, M-U-F-F-I-N, muffin, M-U-F-F-I-N. Morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Night, N-I-G-H-T, night, N-I-G-H-T. Shelf, S-H-E-L-F, shelf, S-H-E-L-F. Happy, H-A-P-P-Y, happy, H-A-P-P-Y. Crying, C-R-Y-I-N-G, crying, C-R-Y-I-N-G. Baker, B-A-K-E-R, baker, B-A-K-E-R. Once upon a time there was a lonely cupcake. This cupcake was frosted different than the rest. Everyone picked all the other cupcakes, but not that one. Sometimes people would pick it up, only to throw it back down again because its frosting was different. He sat alone in the bakery, thinking he was just going to rot and end up in the trash. Then one day he noticed a muffin on the shelf across from him. No one ever seemed to pick this muffin either. This muffin always hid in the back. When people came to pick muffins, she would disappear, because she was too scared to leave. The cupcake watched the muffin for days and noticed that when someone would come to pick muffins, she would disappear. The cupcake wondered why, so he became determined to get to the other shelf and ask her. One night, after the bakery had closed and the baker had left, the cupcake snuck over to the rack. The lonely muffin was sitting at the back of the shelf, and the cupcake carefully snuck up on her. When she noticed him, she tried to run away, but he called to her and she stopped. "Why do you always hide when people come to buy muffins?" he asked her. "This is all I have ever known, and I'd rather stay here than go out into the unknown. I'm not a wonderful cupcake like you," she replied. The cupcake was so touched by the muffin's words. "No one has ever been so kind to me ever. You have really touched me. Let's be friends forever." The muffin agreed, and the cupcake went back to his shelf for the night. Every day after, the cupcake would watch the muffin and would see her disappear from her shelf whenever people came to buy muffins. Every night he would sneak over and they would talk about everything. They realized how much their friendship grew. One day the cupcake watched the muffin disappear from her shelf when someone came to buy muffins, like usual, but this time she didn't come back. At first the cupcake thought she was just scared and still hiding, but when she didn't come back for the rest of the day he became worried. So that night he snuck over to her shelf and looked around. None of the other muffins had seen her, and they were very mean, telling him that she could never love an ugly cupcake like him, and he should just go away because she obviously left him, but he knew better, so he kept looking for her. All night he looked around, calling her name and crying softly. Then, as morning came, just when he was about to go back to his shelf, he heard the sound of gentle weeping and someone calling, "Cupcake. Cupcake. I'm here, Cupcake." The cupcake followed the sound and it led him to the edge of the pastry shelf. He looked over the edge and saw the muffin stuck in between the shelves and the wall. "I was trying to hide behind a cake, but he pushed me and I fell. I'm stuck. I'll never get out. Forget about me. Just go back to your shelf. I'm trapped forever." The cupcake was strong, and he jumped over the edge of the shelf and landed on the muffin, pushing her out of the crack she was stuck in between the shelves and the wall. The muffin was so happy to be free, but she couldn't understand why he risked his life for her. "Our friendship is very important, and I would have gladly died to see you live free." The muffin was so touched, and they gave each other a hug. When they hugged, half of the cupcake's frosting came off onto the muffin. Now neither of us is a muffin or a cupcake. We are us. I am me, and you are you, and that's the best thing in the world to be. Said the cupcake, we should leave this bakery and see what the world has to offer us. There must be so much we haven't seen. The muffin smiled and spoke in loving voice, the world might be scary, but with as long as I'm with you, I know everything will be all right. They were happy and hugged again. Then they left the bakery and entered the outside world for the first time, and they both lived happily ever after for the rest of their lives. The end.